Hi
Go ahead,
friends,
go ahead.
myself Anjali, emotional intelligence expert, and today here I have invited Shraddha Subramaniam. She's based out of Pune and she's a intuition expert. She's first India's intuition expert and she has written a book on intuition as well. She's a best-selling author and much more. She loved to solve puzzles. She is a writer and she loved to meet people and traveling. Let's talk more about what inspired her to be in this coaching field and how is the journey. So hi Shraddha, you are most welcome in this and thank you very much for accepting this invitation.
Hey Anjali, how are you?
I'm good, thank you Shraddha. How are you?
Okay, go ahead.
So Shraddha, first question I want to ask, tell me about yourself and your journey to be as a coach.
Okay, so my name is Shraddha and I'm based out of Pune. I am India's first intuition expert, executive and leadership coach, a best-selling author, NLP master practitioner, and certified in shadow mastery. So my journey with coaching began in 2012. I had always been a positive and a forward-looking person, but then so far in 2012, things went the way they were supposed to. 2012, there was a dip in my life. There was a health situation, and which was like a, you know, maybe end of life, what is going to happen next. That moment, that phase of my life gave me so much and I rediscovered myself. Now, having gone through that phase, I realized that there is so much that each and every human being is going through. And maybe there are very simple challenges which are, you know, seen big by the people themselves. So why not I help them in overcoming those challenges for themselves and live a life which is full of dreams and happiness for themselves. So this is where, you know, I started coaching around 2012 after I, you know, overcame my physical challenge that I was having. And then since then, no looking back, and wherever I go, wherever, you know, I meet people, it's the intention is basically to create an impact which is going to last with their five generations to come. So that is my vision. So Anjali, if I'm speaking to you today, my vision is whatever we are creating here is impacted so much to the people who are listening out here, goes down to their five generations to come.
Okay, so what is this five generation concept?
So that has been my... Right, so basically, you know, transformation in a human being that I would be helping them to create, okay, that transformation actually percolates down to the fifth generation, to their fifth generation. So that is where I'm coming from, that yes, if this happens to them, the transformation is such massive transformation that, you know, if you see that if you throw a stone in the lake, the ripple it creates, right? So the massive transformation I want to create in human life, that it shifts the belief system, it shifts the perspectives of people, it shifts completely in the mindset, and it percolates down to the living of each and every human being, so that their fifth generation is still feeling that impact of my work, which I did with, you know, their predecessors. That is what, you know, I am intending to create.
What does an intuition expert means? What is this intuition comes in your life?
Okay, so all of us know what is an intuition, right? It's our sixth sense, you know, and we all know that it comes to play when we are very much at ease. It doesn't come out when we are stressed, you know, we are not in a great state of mind, right? So being an intuition expert, this is my forte, you know. Whenever I'm speaking with someone, a prospect or a client, I can help them to identify their major blocks in no time. My intuitions are strong enough when they are describing their situation, when they are describing the challenge, I am able to identify what is beneath that challenge that they come to me for. So with that, I am able to actually identify their blocks in a very short span of time. And then when it comes to the coaching part of it, the rest of the time is actually focused on the solutioning, the coaching part of generating that 10x or whatever results they are set out to have. So being an intuition expert, you know, for me, it's like if I am speaking with you 3 minutes, three blocks, it's that easy for me. So I am gifted, but I work on my intuitions so that, you know, I can help more and more people.
So how you got this idea of intuition that you, your journey from the coaching? From coaching field, you actually doing expertise in intuition things. So I just want to know, how come this intuition came in your life?
So basically, this is exactly like, you know, flowing against the current. A lot of times in our life, when we flow against the current, we feel that there is so much of wear and tear. It's not that things are happening with ease and grace, right? So when I work with visionary leaders, when I work with business owners who are intending to create a legacy, so there is a lot of burnout, you know. Every entrepreneur, every business person, every professional, if they are continuously working and if they are upgrading their levels in terms of the promotions or, you know, the number of sales or the revenue generation, whatever it may be, if they are thinking about that level of expansion, the first thing that comes to mind is I need to work more harder, right, to get to the next level. Maybe I need to spend more time, maybe I need to work more hard. Now in that, what happens is the whole burnout is happening because, you know, you are just pushing yourself so hard to get things done. When I coach people, you know, using the intuition part of it, I help them to connect with themselves. You know, it is a journey back to themselves where they basically are connecting to themselves so that they are in their most natural form. And that's where the intuitions come into play. If you are trying to be someone else and try to do whatever you want to do, then it's not going to help you to that level because somewhere there is a wear and tear happening, you're going against the current. But if you are being yourself and unlocking your own potential, then your intuitions are going to flow through you. You will get the path very easily and you will be actually then creating a current for your own to move forward. So this is where, when I work with people, I have different modalities I work with. Like I mentioned, I use NLP, I use shadow mastery, I use intuitions, you know, my intuitions to identify their blocks and then helping them to reconnect to themselves so that they can use their own intuitions in the journey of success. So this is where it comes in. So basically what I believe in here, Anjali, is the intuition and the statistics, these are the two aspects, right, where people, you know, the business owners would take some decisions on the basis of statistics, right? But then if you just keep on taking decisions based on statistics, it is more likely that you are not following your own journey, you're following someone else's journey possibly. And then of course there will be a burnout on the way because you are not being yourself while you want to achieve your success. When you actually use your intuitions, you are with yourself fully, completely there, for your success to happen. And that's how I help my clients to achieve their success with very much ease and grace, because now they're connected to themselves. They can use their own intuitions. And, you know, I'm anyways there to guide them how to do that. So that is how I work with people.
So how intuition played role in your personal life?
In my personal life, intuition has played a very big role, I would say, because, you know, intuition pops in when I am more aware, right? And then it helps me to figure out, generate my own path. It's like if you can think about a car race which is happening in their own lanes, okay? No one is moving out of their lanes. Right. So most of the times what we think is we are not walking in a lane, we are walking, you know, in someone else's path, someone else's lane. Right. So if you are driving or walking on that path, you tend to be someone else and then execute like someone else, not being yourself. When intuition comes into play, you are being yourself and you know what is your journey. And you are completely focused on your journey there. And that is where, you know, it has helped me many folds. There were challenges, there were roadblocks. Of course, you know, as a human being, everyone faces different kinds of challenges. You know, I had my own set, as I said, in 2012, and then ongoing for some period of time. And I don't think anyone can just get rid of challenges as is. You know, you are upgrading your challenges, as they say, right? Because as a human being, we are progressing on our spiritual journey as well. So here, intuition plays a long, you know, a great amount of role, because then you are at ease in that moment. You are not thinking about the future and you are not pondering upon the past that has happened. And then it allows you to decode the moment in the right space, in the right time. And then the actions which come out from your intuitions is super amazing, because it's you who is, you know, deriving it to. Okay. So that's really beautiful.
So it's so good to know more about and intuition, how it helped in your life and how it is helping leaders as well. Here I'm coming with one more question, Shraddha. I want to know how can people be empowered with coaching, because I feel in India it's not too much awareness on coaching, but if you say some few words on that, it will be great.
Okay, I see coaching as, you know, having someone along with you who is non-judgmental, who is an expert, who is someone who is your accountability partner, right? So having a coach is basically like, if you want to travel at a lightning speed, okay, and lightning speed doesn't mean that again you'll have to, you know, wear and tear, you get to be busy all the time and you have to really work hard. I'm talking about lightning speed, using your intuitions, reconnecting back to yourself, enjoying, you know, along the path. All of that is available. So coaching is basically a space where you are not judged, you are not being told that you need to do this. You know, it is more about rediscovering, reinventing yourself, and I always call it as your journey back to yourself, because that's the most important and beautiful aspect of coaching. When you are back to yourself, you know, think about it, you were born powerful, you had everything in you. When you learned walking, you didn't give up on walking, isn't it? You learned it till you actually started to walk. You didn't say, okay, mom, I don't want to do that now, I'm done with it, right? So basically, no, you didn't give up because you didn't have any pre-notions. Now when you work with a coach, the beliefs are uncovered. Your limiting beliefs are actually shattered. You are not judged. You can share anything and everything, what is in your heart and mind. and then rediscover yourself and reinvent that path back to yourself to be on the journey with a lightning speed. So I highly recommend coaching, because it's not just because I am a coach, that's why I'm recommending it. Because even when I started my coaching journey, and even today I work with a coach because I believe so much in it. Everybody, you know, who is really looking forward to live a very healthy and happy life needs to have a coach. And as I mentioned, you know, coaching is such a bias space, which I believe into. If you are into it and you are taking help of a coach, you are already connected to yourself on your spiritual journey as well. So it has multiple dimensions, multiple aspects of it. Anjali, I want to make a point here, which is very, very important in terms of coaching, right? How do you empower people through coaching? Now, there is a pre-notion which people have about coaching, that, you know, maybe only weak people ask for coaching. That's number one. Number two is coaching is a very long-term process. Like, you need to invest really 6 months, a year or 2 years, and then you start seeing the results. Okay. And I want to mention here, Anjali, is I am here to disrupt this belief of coaching is a long-term process. Change happens in a moment, for sure. The rest of the times you are just preparing for the change completely. So when that happens in a moment, it's just how you are cutting down the time of preparing for change.
I completely agree here on
my coaching, because
Yeah, please carry on.
Yeah, so I'm saying in terms of having that long-term view on coaching, a lot of people have this misconception of coaching is a long-term process. So I want to mention that I'm here to disrupt this belief, because change happens in a moment. Rest of the times you're preparing for the change. And I actually work with people to generate the results, okay, in 6 weeks of time. And I've done that. I have testimonials about that from my clients. So basically, my work is to cut down that preparation for change time. And when that happens, you know that you are already transforming. So it's not that you need to invest 6 months to 1 year and slowly you will start to see the change. I don't believe in that. I'm here to disrupt the beliefs around coaching, and that's where I recommend and invite people to actually go on a discovery call with me, or, you know, just experience coaching. That's going to be amazing.
Okay, so of course I completely agree with this. Even my experience and what I see, even my sessions are so powerful that even at times one session is good enough to give a client a complete different experience and taking him or her to a different path.
Right.
Yeah, so it's amazing. So
one more. Level all together, like 30 minutes. I said 30 minutes, you will be off. In 30 minutes with me, you will be off to a very different person. You started a conversation with me there. So that's powerful.
So one quick question from you, that anything you would like to tell leaders for their accelerate progress?
Okay, so basically I would like to tell them two things. Number one is, what are your goals? Where do you want to reach? Okay. Absolute clarity about it will help you not to burn out. That's number one, because clarity will help you in terms of identifying your progress towards your goal. So that's number one, very, very important. Lot of leaders I meet, you know, they're going into this mundane routine, you know, okay, promotions will happen, even for the business owners, business will happen, you know. So I say, okay, put up a goal, you know, have some timeline, have a goal for yourself. So that's very, very, very important. It's very mandatory, very, very important. Number two, I would like you to identify the spaces where you are not comfortable. Are you being someone else while you are executing your day-to-day jobs? If you are being someone else, you know, wearing a mask, then there is underlying challenge that you're facing because you can't live with a mask forever in life. So these two things, these two observations has to happen. Are you being someone else? And if you're being someone else, identify the root cause, you know, go with five whys, or it could be very various many techniques that you can apply and identify, why am I feeling that way? Why am I doing that way? That could be one. And the another one is absolute clarity, the goal for yourself. Where are you headed?
Okay, this is one last question.
That will help you to gauge your progress and also accelerate.
So one last question, Shraddha, I would like to ask, and it's as you are an intuition expert, how intuition connects with emotions? As I'm an emotional intelligent expert, I want to know, because even I play with lots of emotions, I want to know how intuition connects with emotions.
Right. As I mentioned, so there is a great amount of connection, definitely, right? Because the emotional, mental, you know, spiritual, the intuition, everything is a part of our life, right? Now, emotional aspect, how does it connect to the intuitions, right? So emotions are something which are derived out of our stories of situations or conversations, right? How we are feeling is an outcome of maybe a situation or an event that we are perceiving inside. That is how it works, right? Now, catching that perception is, you know, catching that emotion that you're carrying. That is what it is. When you're catching that emotion and you are able to, you know, take it to a level where you are at ease with yourself, okay, the intuitions will start flowing to you. And the more this journey happens back and forth all the time, right, the more intuitions are going to come to you when you find yourself emotionally stuck. So that is the connection between the emotions and the intuitions.
Okay, thank you very much, Shraddha. Thanks very much for coming, and hope to see you sometime again. And that's all, friends. And feel free to, I'll leave the connects with of Shraddha's also in this podcast. Feel free to connect with her, and see you again with some interesting podcast. So myself, Anshli, emotional intelligent expert, keep listening my podcast and do share and like, and stay connected. Thank you.